Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. Thank the Lord Jesus for preserving my voice strong and everything. But I roll down the hall in the wheelchair, being pushed. Anyway, I still have the cancer at this point in time, from what I understand, because I haven't had the scan has not taken place that I'm looking forward to seeing it yet. But I'll tell you what, may Lord Jesus protect all of you out there against all evil. And if you have a cancer or any kind of a medical problem, may Lord Jesus provide you with medical miracles. And may he provide you, ladies and gentlemen, with the ability to continue to stand against all evil and protect you from evil. Lord Jesus, will you come and will you take and remove this cancer from me? And will you provide me medical miracles, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray. Because you see, John 14:10 says, Jesus, if you believe in him and you pray in his name and ask him for it, he will do it. But it's in his name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this immigration business on the border, Texas, 24 states now, 24 states are now helping or assisting Governor Abbott in Texas. And I will say this, man, they're ready to rock and roll. And I'm going to state this right out at the bat right here. They're letting in thousands and thousands and thousands, actually millions of people. Millions of people have been allowed in. This is not America. Trump muttered it today in his trial. Not America. Not America. And it ain't. And I tell you, your First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, the whole nine yards. And we've got states' rights, do we not? We got states' rights, and it is the Republic of Texas. That's something you got to remind yourself of. I don't know. I think right now, now is the time. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time to go and get yourself, if you do not have them, or even if you do. If you do, don't buy another firearm. But if you don't have firearms, buy firearm. 12-gauge pump shotgun and as many rounds of the number 4 buck, double-aught buck, the number 2, the number 6, any kind of shotgun shells you can get. I tell you, a Utah friend sent me an old 1968 magazine. Good old NRA magazine. American Rifleman. And I looked at those prices in 1968 of all the firearms we should have bought. Just incredible. Incredible that we should have bought. Just amazing. You could get $49, $59 rifles, good rifles, shotguns, the whole nine yards. And I just do not wonder if perhaps we're not in that zone now, you see, where the rifle might be $1,000 or might be $550 or $250. Even in an expensive one, you see. Or a shotgun. but that they may not be available at all in a short period of time. So consequently, I think, quite frankly, Oberg and others are right on the money. And I will tell you what, man, it's just amazing to me. Amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen. Just some ideas of some of the good people and all of them out there. Diamond City, California, Freehold, New Jersey. God bless you. All right, God bless you. I think we got Huntsville, Arkansas. All right. God bless you, KD. Greenville, South Carolina. Harrisburg, PA. God bless you out there. Jackson, Mississippi. God bless you. I tell you. A lot of people listening all over the United States. Pasadena, Maryland. God bless you. Santa Clarita, or excuse me, Bakersfield. God bless you. McLean, Florida. God bless you. All, ladies and gentlemen. All the different people out there. Thank you for keeping old Hawk in the game. And I'll tell you what. Austin, the old good old boys from the Austin, God bless you. Because I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is just about done. Put a fork in and it's done. And you're going to have to be prepared like you never believe, any way that you can. And I pray that you will help me to continue to be prepared and to stay on the air. Thank the Lord Jesus for all he has done for me and for you too. You know, the amendments, the Bill of Rights is just incredible. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by to the states, are preserved in the states in respectively or to the people. Now you see, you have your right to defend your own state. And you pour on the border wire there, the razor wire in the border. And I'm going to tell you what, Red China Joe, making sure that all of the different people come aboard across the border into the United States, the Chinese, the Russians. Why don't we just let all the Russians come into Alaska, retake it? Why don't we let the Chinese go into Hawaii or into California? Well, they are. Under Red China Joe, whose son's in business with the Chinese banks, don't you know? Oh, man. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the people under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Oh, that's why we have a First Amendment, a Second Amendment. Third, fourth. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state like Texas. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, or like each state in the Union. Ah, baby, baby, baby. Go out tonight. Firearms, extra ammunition. See if you can get it locally to make sure that you can get it and you can walk out of the truck or the car with it. I don't object to anybody ordering anything online. That's not the problem. The question is timing now. The question is timing now. They're talking about, in Israel, they're talking about, the Israelis are talking about World War III getting ready to happen. In Europe, the banks are saying something big getting ready to happen. This thing is about ready to go belly up, ladies and gentlemen. You need food. You need water purification, extra filtration systems. Firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, because I'll tell you what, all the Red Chinese and the Russian spets that are in here in the GRU, all the different ones that are in here, you ain't going to believe it. And the cartels. The cartels, you ain't going to believe it. And I tell you what's funny, what's not even funny. All this fentanyl coming across the border, killing people now. And what's interestingly was, is that stuff is being pushed in hospitals. They asked me if I want. I said, heck no, I don't want any fentanyl from Red China. Oh, well, that's not, blah, 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 blah. I said, I don't want any of that stuff. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, let's see what we got right here. All right, yes, yes. World Report, Yemen sources claim British naval vessel hit by missile and drones. Update, Eastern Time, okay, 12:53. Destroyer was hit multiple times by missiles and drones. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to war, and if you can't, if these guys don't start gooping around, all right? Red China Joe telling and asking and begging the Red Chinese, begging the Red Chinese to not supply weapons and to ask the Iranians not to supply weapons. Let me tell you what. At the same time, we're training in Hawaii, getting ready to go to train for jungle warfare, etc., that might be in parts of China or in different areas of Southeast Asia or the Philippines or in Taiwan. We're getting ready to go to war, so you better get ready to go to war too. You better get ready to claim your Bill of Rights. To claim that Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. Instead, this government is bringing in millions of illegal aliens, illegals, through the borders, north, south, east, west, sending them to destroy your rights. Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house because of the consent of the owner, without the consent of the owner, nor in the time of war, but in a matter to be prescribed by law. What are they going to do? Place illegal aliens? You're going to put them in your homes in the suburban Chicago? Or in Chicago? Or place them in the airports and make sure that they're camping on the airports and in O'Hare and Midway and Boston Logan and all kind of airports in the United States? This country is ridiculous. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon a probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place that can be to be searched and the things to be seized. And yet at the same time, this government, Red China Joe's, FBI and Treasury, is violating that right too. Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or an indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when an actual service in time was of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in the jeopardy of life and liberty or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of the life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without compensation. Ladies and gentlemen, read the Bill of Rights. There's more to go, but I'm going to tell you what. You'd better ready to be rock and roll in time. Ready to rock and roll. Nation shall rise against nation. There should be earthquakes, you know, in diverse places, pestilences, famine, disease, all the whole bit. Matthew 24, Matthew 25. And they're going to have to hit Iran itself. You got stuff in the Indian Ocean. Pop them. Deck with the Houthis. If you want to pop the Houthis, do a population center. Not some little base somewhere where they've already removed the crap. But if you really want to do it, hit Iran. That's who's backing them. Hit Iran. Get ready to hit and pop somebody else, because we're going to go to war. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we get into this stuff, you're going to need all of the food, water purification you possibly can go. The federal government, Texas Governor Scares, has broken the compact with the state and invokes invasion clauses and asserts the right to self-defense. Go Texas, go, and never ever give up, brother. I'm never going to give up. God bless you. And I still have my rubber band from your wonderful son who died of cancer, and he never ever gave up. God bless you. Bless Travis in heaven where he is. Yeah. Get your money and all your stuff out of safe deposit box. Get anything like that out of any safe deposit box, because I'll tell you, FBI seizures from safe deposit boxes violated the U.S. Constitution and the federal court. Said the federal court, but they can do that stuff. Oh, man. It's power in the blood of Jesus. Yes, Roger that. 24 states now supporting Abbott in Texas. And let me tell you something else. There, all the county sheriffs in Texas will soon be notified as to what may be getting ready to come and to get prepared for it. God bless Texas, but God bless the United States. God bless the Ten Commandments. God bless the Ten Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Because I'll tell you what, the Luciferian scumbags! The Luciferian scumbags are getting ready to come. War is getting ready to come to town. War is getting ready to come to town. And I will tell you what. You be prepared and have your family prepared for it. I can only yell and scream and yell and holler because I can't have my voice. I've got my voice. The Lord preserve that. And whatever does come in me, I'll fight it with every tooth and nail I got and every round I got, no matter what. If I got to roll like a little billiard ball down a ramp, or if I got to crawl on the floor or just be in a prone position, I'll be firing left and right and just six ways from every kind of direction. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and there's power in the Ten Commandments, let me tell you. I tell you, you need gold or silver, you go contact Brother Steve Quayle. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. SteveQuayle.com. You can click through to him, order gold or silver. Gold today was $20.22. Silver $22.99. Platinum $904.41. Get as much of it as you can. Firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition. And I told you, I said, I looked at the 1968, what should have been bought back then. Springfields, Enfields for $49.59, Mausers, $49, $39. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Semi-autos, incredibly priced, $79. Ammunition like you couldn't believe. And now, we're in the same boat that we're in now, because it will disappear, it will go up in price and disappear, and you won't be able to obtain any of it. Same way with gold and silver. Same way with food. Lady J said she was looking for tomato sauce, apparently in California. There's tomatoes in drought and shortage of tomatoes, and their tomato sauce, tomato paste, diced the whole nine yards. And other vegetables going up too. And God bless the Lady J. She also said she heard through the grapevine that black pepper is going to go way up. Cinnamon and other spices are going to disappear and go way up in price. Buy and get as much as you possibly can. But in the Kroger's, apparently, in the Carolinas and Tennessee, what had been on sale for like tomato puree for about like, or excuse me, a tomato sauce, Prego for $1.49 a jar, went up to $1.99 in one day. That's a lot of percentage increase. And Biden's out touting his great economy. I'm going to tell you what. Let's go back to $1.87 gasoline. And I tell you, I don't think that you're going to find that we may even have a good election. I don't know. I do not know whether we will or we will not. But I'm going to tell you, 1 second after William S. Forston, the lights go out in, you know, not only in Georgia, but all kind of places. So yes, sir, I guarantee you, all 254 county sheriffs in Texas will be preparing to get ready to rock and roll. Now, that does not mean that you don't help them, and then all the sheriffs and the deputies, that don't mean they're against you either. But I'm going to tell you what. Be ready to defend your street against anybody and all people coming. Your rancho, whatever it might be. And they're talking about the socialist scumbags. The Red China Joe socialist scumbags are talking about they want him to grab and nationalize the Texas National Guard. Oh, well, that's interesting. Because what they don't understand, there's also a Texas State Guard, too. And there's also good sheriffs and good deputies. And there's also good Texans. And 24 other states now on the side of Texas. Get ready to send the people medical supplies. I don't know if a lot of people have all of that, and I think they need more. And I'm not just talking about aspirins, but I'm talking about blood clotting bandages, dressings, all the different stuff, medical kits, which you can get at the Walgreens or the CVS or your local stuff. Go and buy as much of it as you possibly can. Canned goods, Progresso, soups, all the different stuff. Vegetables, chunky soups, chunky sirloin burger, man. I could live on that for a while. Vegetable beef, chunky vegetable beef. Water. Water purification, bottled water, warm clothes, gloves. We're still colder than you know what. Because in the summertime, you can always wear and take off clothing or take off and wear a t-shirt. But in the winter, you're going to need it. Oh, man. I just, ladies and gentlemen, there is no basic other than put a fork in it. This thing is just about done. Just about done. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, swinging a baseball bat? And hello to my friend from Long Island. Long Island, I know you're out there on the Long Island. God bless you. And Kabuto, I think, is a Mama Luke, too, you know? But I'll tell you what, they want to come from the National Guard in Texas. They better come hot and heavy. And you know, they already drilled this, didn't they? They already drilled this. Remember when they came before? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to keep in this game, but you want to keep old Hawk in the game. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Mail is secure mail. Not a problemo. It's a secure mail. Send it to Hawk, 3965, card or letter. Send a check, money order, whatever it is. Send it to Hawk, fill them out properly. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes. Check, money order. Little bit of silver, little bit of gold. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And to all of our friends. And all of those trying to expand their home churches in Indochine, in Indochina, that the Nunamakers missionary group has been ministering to for years. And thank God the Montagnards in Indochina, in the mountains there, I've been praying for old Hawk. God bless you over there. And we pray for you. Nunamaker, Nunamaker. Indochina Bible Project. Send them Bibles and songbooks in their own dialect. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Oh, wonderful. Yes. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to see, sheriffs, if you haven't found it, you will see it. Thank you for God bless and medical miracles, Carol. God bless you. For the old Hawk. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Your children need to know what's going on. and you need to talk to them about the Bill of Rights. You need to talk to them about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. You need to talk to them about the Lord Jesus. Talk to them about the Lord Jesus, because I will tell you, without the Lord Jesus, there's the way, the truth, the light. And anything you will ask in his name, John 14:10, he will do. But his name is Jesus. Ha. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is getting ready to go wild weasel, and it's already going wild weasel. That's the problem. I think that we'd better get as many of the water filtration systems we possibly can, the extra filters, whichever type you have, or get a different one. Water containers. Incredible. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on oxygen, which I have a portable oxygen deal, and God bless that, because I'll tell you what, I need that to talk on here, and if it makes a bit of noise, I'm sorry to say it, but no, I ain't going to worry about it, because I'll tell you what, there's too much going on for me to worry about this stuff, and I would tell you, Texas is going to go wild weasel, and there's so many millions of illegal aliens, you cannot believe it. They want to do all this stuff? That's in violation of the Constitution, not protecting the border. Red China Joe, Mayorkas, all these people are not protecting the border. They're violating the law. They're violating your rights. And what do you think you're going to do? You're sitting in Chicago. You're sitting in New York City. Kansas City. You're sitting in Dallas or Houston. And you're an American citizen. And they're going to bring somebody in to work for nothing? And now in Chicago, they want the suburbs. Oh, suburbs, let us know who you want us to take them in. In your mansion houses, your big houses in the suburbs, you, how many people do you want of the illegal aliens or the migrants to house them for us? Well, I'm going to tell you what, that all the city of Chicago mayors and all their people right there who suggest all this stuff, then why don't they put those migrants, those illegal immigrants in with their daughters in their homes? Or their wives in their bedrooms or their basements. I don't know what to tell you, but water. Certain pages can't be found on different things. British Burke Belt, try it. Alexa Pure, Aqua Rain, PUR, Pure, Katadyn, KATADYN. water purification, and storage. Smaller carryable items. Five-gallon jugs, one-gallon jugs. Stacking blocks, 15-gallon jug. That's pretty heavy, though, I'm going to tell you what. But better than the 50. 55-gallon drums. If you got that at home, and I'm going to tell you, you may not want to leave it home because I'll tell you, you may not get farther than you think. May not get down the road too far to the bug out. If you get a heads up warning from the Lord Jesus, then I think you can maybe get 30 to 50 miles down the road. Where you might have a trailer or RV or something on the at the ready. But already the illegals are living in caves in California. They're going smart to living in caves. I don't know what else to tell you, but I, for one, am going to be ready as best I possibly can. We the people will be ready for them. And for the police and for the sheriffs and the deputies, try to stay on the side of the U.S. people, on the American people. That's the best thing I can tell you to do. And I'll tell you what, you can also deputize and you can form a posse. For many good ones you can do. I was looking here on the Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, TBW version 2. And you're going to see weather stuff like you can't believe, I think, is going to gin up here pretty quick. Because when the war starts really rocking and rolling, and I think it will, part of that is electromagnetic. Part of that's electromagnetic. Because they can create disease, including cancers. Including heart problems and difficulties of all types. Satellite directed. This was the no such as definition for a while there. Per people who knew and know. Satellite directed. Generation of scalar frequencies. To impact the neurophysiological template. That's what we're talking about. The neurophysiological template is a person. Power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest to you that you may want to get Mezzo Silver. You may want to get books which tell you about natural cures. A good book, Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures, How to Use the Latest Most Powerful Natural Cures for the 21st Century. Look up other natural cures. Another good book, Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons by Pamela Weintraub. any kind of thing that you can utilize. Garlicin. The oregano. Oil of oregano tablets that Dr. Cass Ingram utilized when the Mayo Clinic, after all of his big doctor buddies in like Buffalo Grove, Illinois, in the big suburbs out there, could not cure him of some kind of a viral ailment. And he went to Mayo. They couldn't do it. They told him to go home and prepare his affairs. And I will say this, he went home and somebody, a neighbor, brought him, I think from a Greek island or something, some of the spice, oregano oil. And you could get it in the capsules and take it with food. And it's a spice. And it will kill, from what we understand, North American Herbs and Spices did studies on it. Under Cass Ingram's thing, it will kill bad bacteria, viruses, things in the water. The Mezzo Silver. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the Mezzo Silver banner. Frankie Keys, you tell them, if you go talk to them, tell them Old Hawk sent you. And if you go to Brother Steve Quayle, you tell him that Old Hawk sent you. Whether you get Steve or if you get Tyler, his son, or Daryl, his manager, or Stephanie, his daughter, or other people, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And have Brother Quayle get you gold or silver or anything he can do, and they have other items that they have access to. If you have not seen a book like at, the bookstore, the big bookstores where you can just go walk in and get them 1 second after, William S. Fortson, Fortschen. Of course, the good book that we've had for years. Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse. James Wesley Rawls, Rawles. See if you can find one of those. But you better get things like Back to Basics. Back to Basics, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Phil Hogue. Get you a good red letter edition of the King James Bible. Red letter edition that says what Jesus has to say. Dare to Prepare, Holly Dale. Stan Dale, you can go to stanandale.com and look up Holly's site. You can order that book there. But you can also make sure you get it shipped on the overnight if possible. But you can also go to Holly's area of the stanandale.com site and you'll find lists that she did before she did Dare to Prepare, food lists, different things to buy, how much to buy per person, for a child or an adult. Other lists, medical supplies, tools, general items. How much water? All the different things that you can get and how much you should get to prepare. There are other lists. NitroPack, NITRO-PAK out of Utah. NitroPack.com, emergency essentials. Look up lists. Preparation lists. And start to go down the list and start to get whatever item you can every day. One item if you can. The Lord Jesus wants you to survive. He wants you to do those things he told you to do. Lamps, lamp oil. You can also get olive oil, which you could then cook with if you needed to, but olive oil will burn in a good lamp, a Dietz or a Jupiter, Dietz Jupiter or a Petromax lantern. I like the lanterns, although the kerosene lamps, all that stuff, the oil lamps, they will work. That's fine. But look at the Dietz lanterns and get wicks and globes, etc. I also like the canteens. And the military surplus and supply. Go to it, get whatever you can. Alice Packs. Mediums and the large. They have frames you can get for them. But I also like the web pistol belts with the extra buckles and straps on them to expand them if necessary. Because we all ain't 150 pounds anymore. Although I've lost over 100. In a few months from this cancer crap. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I pray to the Lord Jesus that he removes this cancer from my body, provides me with medical miracles. Yes, I do. And I pray he provides you with any miracle that you might need. But sooner or later, we're going to come down to it. Sooner or later, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't want to go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand up for the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven. Stand for your family, for your Bill of Rights, for your children, for your business, for your job, whatever it might be. Whatever it might be, gold, silver, cash at the beginning for sure. You got to have fuel. And you may want to stay in your own household. Go online, How to Survive Nuclear War by Crescent Carney in a PDF version. C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent, O-N-N, Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. How to Survive Nuclear War, fantastic. It shows you what to do. Get a Marine Corps handbook. Ranger handbooks. Any kind of military stuff that you can get. and have it in your library. Don't have it necessarily online. You may not be able to be online. Print it out if you can. You got a double thing then, you know. Apparently, there's going to be a big trucking event in Texas. Something to prepare for, possibly to go to. But they might do it like a January 6th. But I'm going to tell you what, all these names, addresses, phone numbers, telephone numbers, all this crap. There's no such our souls. The FBIs, all the EIEIOs have got them in their computers and they're ready to come for you too. They're ready to come for you. Get your money out of the banks and put it in the food, water purification equipment, firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, as is your right, as is your duty to throw off any kind of a government that would come to you and put you under absolute despotism. It's in the Declaration of Independence, first law of the land. Don't go into their loose period. I've identified, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the United States. Support the Texans, Governor Abbott. Mighty men and women of valor, I know you're ready. You better do it. Bending arranges, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, stand the optics, Mickey. Road and track a little else. You got good moms and daddies. Lord Jesus loves you. Keep on your ninja ways and your studies. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and shop. Get your preparedness items now. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. And God willing, I'll be on tomorrow night as far as I know. So look for it here. If not, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.